right.
Hold back your racism.
It's scary out there.
Hold back your hatred for me. Tom and I just fought. We hate each other right now. We don't
you're
hate each other
You're an Eastern Bloc, you know what?
Well, you're a Peruvian. You know piece of what?
It's very scary. And if you make it through Halloween, you'll be at Saturday. No. I don't know how that works. Look, here's the deal. Friday at Flappers, our little show is sold out. It's Christina P., it's me, and our good friend Matt Fulshron. We still have two shows on Friday. We're doing the little room. There's two rooms at Flappers. There's the big room. We're doing the little room called the Yoo-Hoo Room. If you're still around in L.A. on Saturday and you want to come to our show, it would be awesome. So there's two shows. What times were they?
I think it's 7:30 and 9:30. I'm not just positive.
I just had them up and I screwed.
Not positive.
It is 7:30 and 9.
And 9. Okay, so that's Saturday, but then the Friday show is sold out.
It's already
sold
out.
So don't even come to that.
So Saturday, 7:30 and 9. Please come to the shows if you're around. And then next week, of course, Minneapolis. I'm shooting a special there. I'm very excited about it.
You have to buy your new jeans for that.
I'm going to go get new jeans.
You know what you should do? Huh? You should dress like Eddie Murphy did in Raw or Delirious, like an entire leather outfit, like a purple leather.
Let me. Can I just something I just realized?
What?
They have all kinds of misinformation on this site. Oh, Saturday is 7:30 and 9:30.
Oh fuck!
It's 7:30 and 9:30.
Tell you what, let's split the diff. Get there at 7 and 9.
Right, but
either way, you'll be.
But
okay.
I'm looking at the text from the manager today, and it says 7:30 and 9:30. So again. Flappers in Burbank, Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30. Then I go buy new jeans for the special in Minneapolis. And then from there, I go straight to Winnipeg, and I go to Rumors.
I heard you were funny.
So, there's that. And then the following week, Christina P. and I are doing a live Your Mom's House in Pasadena at the Ice House. So please, you can get tickets to all these shows. If you go to my site, tomsegura.com, you go to my live shows, you will be able to get tickets to any one of these shows. But there's more. Christina P., where will you be?
Well, Jeans, I'll be with you this weekend. And then I schlepped my ass over to Jacksonville to do the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida, November 7th through 9th, November 14th through 17th, the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, or Fartford, Connecticut.
It's Fartford in the almanac.
I thought so. November 22nd with my husband. Again, we're doing the podcast live at the Ice House here. November 23rd, Aliante Casino. I'm doing like a Chelsea Lately show with the other broads from that show. December 5th, we do the podcast in San Diego live at the American Comedy Company. Also, if you don't have New Year's Eve plans, I highly recommend coming to Washington, D.C. Buy a ticket. Put yourself up in a hotel and come see Tom and I at the DC Improv.
It's like the best club in the country. It's amazing.
It is the best club in the country. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited.
Me too, buddy.
New Year. Great way to start off the new year is in the nation's capital.
That's right.
Well, it's going to be awesome.
That's right. The nation's capital.
Tell me about what we're listening to.
This is for Halloween. This is a scary, scary song. It's by Tom Waits. It's on the album Black Rider, and it's called Russian Dance. It's one of my favorites. It's very Hungarian sounding. I like this. Right? Can you hear my ancestors dancing?
Murdering children and women. Absolutely.
Starving.
Setting them on fire.
More potato, please. There is no toilet paper, no. I have one orange for Christmas once a year.
Here's your ancestors. Interesting. That was very.
Was that my grandfather? My nudge papa.
It was him.
Yeah, it sounded like him.
I got audio from him.
That's interesting.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, If we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's start this holiday show. Ooh. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh. Scary in here.
You suck. You are no talent. If you really had talent, go practice and then get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. You disgrace. You're everything that's gone wrong in this world. You're a self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. And I've earned my right to say it.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Is that, I think that was me talking to myself in the mirror before I go on stage. Was that me in my green room?
That's every comic's pre-show speech. Jesus.
Yeah. Also add, you'll never get your mother's approval.
Yes.
She'll never love you the way you want her to. Don't forget that.
These are all good points. Jesus, man. So that clip was no shit sent to us 2 weeks ago about 50 or 60 times. Oh, maybe more.
Yeah.
It's on the streets of New York. A man catches another man playing his trumpet in the street. not in the street, but outside in the latter part of the day. And he has words for this man disrupting. Have you seen this one?
No.
You have to.
I missed
to.
This. I wasn't on Twitter last week a lot.
You gotta. I mean, this stuff is just incredible.
How dare you ruin it for everybody else? Get out! No!
He's chastising him for ruining the silence.
No, you go. I'm not going anywhere, shithead.
Get the fuck out of my neighborhood. This is why New York is great.
Yeah.
Stop. You're a mediocre piece of shit. You can't even play.
And he's like, "You're no." He really lays into this guy. This is just the buildup. This isn't even the meat of it.
Because the audio sounds far away.
You're right.
He's shouting at him. Yeah.
You suck. I've been playing 41 years. You suck. I'm a left-handed guitarist. You suck.
He's throwing out his stats too, his credentials, all throughout the thing, which is interesting to me. Like this guy's really angry, and he's like, "You're not an artist." Like he's shitting on the. And he's like, "I've been playing 41 years. I'm a left-handed guitarist." Like he's dropping these little. You know what I mean? Like little gems about what he's doing on top of the shit. Yeah.
I mean, he must have really been pissing him off. Was he playing under this guy's window or something?
He's just, it looks like he's playing like in the, like in a nook of a building, like, you know, like near.
That's why.
But he's just walking by, I think.
Oh, it's not like this is my hell garden, listening to this asshole play day in, day out.
I don't think so. It looks like he's passing by, but the truth is you can't tell. But he really fucking lights this guy up.
You go. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So the guy starts playing in his face.
Oh, no.
Get out. Get out! Where are you from? Where are you from? Go to a studio and rehearse! Maybe something you'll learn! You suck! You're a no talent piece of shit!
Oh my God.
You'll post your life to tell you know that everybody around you, whether they want to do it or not! Get out! How dare you come down here and do this?
The guy that's getting verbally assaulted with the trumpet is just like leaning against the wall, like,
I don't give a fuck.
Just taking it, yeah. But he eventually.
I'm here 14 years. I've lived in this town my whole life. You're a disgrace. You suck. How dare you? I'm like 3 blocks down.
Now you're going to hear clearer audio. So the trumpet player starts to walk away from their conversation, which is actually his walking away is walking towards camera.
Okay.
So they're both going to walk towards camera, and the audio will get much more clear, and the man will really go into his tirade.
Great.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Is that Woody Allen?
You should look at this guy.
Does he
this
look like Woody Allen?
He is a real fucking gem. He is. He looks like a hobbit. His pants are very high, which we approve of. I'd like them to be a little tighter. You can't tell if he's a man or a woman for a minute. And, yeah. Maybe Woody Allen-esque.
He sounds real nebbishy, like a real East Coasty.
He's really disgusting looking. You can look this up on YouTube. It's called Trumpet Fight. That's the name of the video. Here's him really, really going off, though.
How do you think you are? You any kind of artist? Anybody know who you are? Maybe everybody else wants to enjoy the peace and quiet. This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you? You miserable, presumptuous, no talent. You're no artist. An artist respects the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity. You obviously don't have the talent. You don't have enough respect for yourself or other people or what it is to express yourself in music or any other form of creativity.
His pants are far above his navel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he has a hunchback.
How old is he?
I would say he is in his late 50s, early 60s.
You know, he does have a point about silence being the birthplace of creativity.
I love silence.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Almost impossible. In New York City, forget it.
Right. I don't think I would yell at this guy the way he does. He's a little
I think something
top.
Else is happening. He might be...
Going through some shit?
Yeah.
Think?
Misdirected anger.
Jesus.
And I'm an NYU film school graduate. Sucker. And the school of visual arts. And the Academy of Art University.
You gotta hear that.
Yeah, that was too good.
Music or any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate. Sucker. And the School of Visual Arts. And the Academy of Art University in San
Francisco. See how he's dropping the fucking credentials?
Yeah, he's doing the resume.
From the beginning. Yeah. I mean, it was 41 years, left-hand guitarist, New York's Film Academy. I mean, Jesus Christ.
But he's telling him, hey, man, I got the skills to shit on you.
Right.
Like, I have the credentials to shit on you, which is so bad.
But if you saw this guy, you'd be like, you have the skills to eat out of the gutter. Right. You look fucking horrible, man.
You're right, you homeless weirdo.
You suck! Ooh. You are no talent.
Oh, my gosh.
If you really had talent, go practice and then get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. You disgrace. You're everything that's gone wrong in this world. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
And I've earned my right to say it. Okay? I had 200,000 people.
He just... He has like a magazine bag, like black bag with magazines, it looks like, and he just threw it down the ground to continue this.
With Bill Graham. In 1975, I walked Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you? I knew the Grateful Dead from 1966. Who the fuck are you? You nothing. You nothing. You are nothing. And you will never be anything.
He's pretty harsh.
Something tells me somebody talked to him like that growing up.
You think so?
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Never.
They pulled his phone out. What the fuck are you doing with your phone?
How dare you?
Now he's exhausted.
Mediocre nothing.
Yeah, where do you go from this?
Shame on you. You cracked, stupid little smile. You little pip. No more to play. No more to play. You're flat. You can't even carry a fucking note. I don't care about your little, like, horn lip. It doesn't mean that you know how to play. You're flat. I'm trained classically. I'm trained contemporaneously. And
all right,
you
enough.
Suck.
Go away.
No. No. No.
There you go.
I think that's called player hating, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
When you hate the fucking player. The trumpet player? It's trumpet player hating.
It really is trumpet player hating. I mean,
I got it, you know, fucking in Woody Allen's defense here, it does kind of annoy me when I used to walk in the dog park in our old neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And some guy would be out there playing the trumpet in the middle of the day. And you're like, what? I mean, I understand if you have roommates, it's probably really hard to find a place to practice trumpet.
Yeah.
But it really is a menace when they're like, and you're like, what? I just came here to get the peace and quiet, and now you're fucking trumpeting near me, bro?
I never lived next to a guy like that, but I can imagine if you lived there.
So
yeah, especially like if it's your like afternoon off, and you're like, I just want to relax. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, the chaos. Remember, we were in Starbucks before going into Dude Joe's show, and you were taking a shit, of course.
Of course. Listen how you say that.
As usual. And they're playing jazz music over the speakers, and it was the most chaotic sounding awfulness. It wasn't. Jazz is sometimes so disconcerting. It's so, like, not soothing. It was like. And you're like,
it's a lot.
I'm schizophrenic. Like, it hurts your brain.
Yeah. You know, this
like,
is
God, stop it.
A perfect time to bring up. We got a lot of feedback from our last episode. A lot of emails, a lot of tweets, and people commented on a lot of different things. But you realize, talking about music and your preferences for music, people really take it personally. I mean, I liken it to with sports. When people talk about like teams, people take, it's like you're talking about their family. Mm. We got a lot of feedback from people.
I think because music, at least for me, I'm very emotionally connected to the bands that I like. And I think there are bands that have like helped me get through specific times in my life, even as a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
Even recently, I would say, like, you know, there's a song that gets you through a period of your life.
Sure.
So when someone's like, your fucking song sucks, you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're saying that, like, what I like sucks, which means it's kind of like who I am sucks.
Sucks. Exactly. That's how you take it. I mean, here, just real quick, I can't get through all of these, but here's some feedback we got. Tom, I am with you 100% with the Lou Reed bullshit. No one actually likes it. They just claim to know. They claim that they get cool hipster cred by claiming to. That was from Dallas. But then the immediate next message is that I'm with Christina P. With regard to dry rubs versus wet sauce.
Very important.
Very important.
You know something? I'm not sure I like the phrase dry rub. You understand? It sounds like it's a bad lay.
A lot of people talk about that too.
Dry rubs.
Then somebody, the very next tweet was Tom from William. You prefer a dry rub, Tom? What an asshole.
People are emotionally connected to their seasoning,
their
too.
Their seasoning
apparently.
And their music.
fuck you and your fucking dry rub. fuck you. I've been eating barbecue for years.
Stephen Garrett writes, listening to Tom and Christina discuss Lou Reed was like every dinner table conversation between my parents.
Were they huge hippies or punkers or what? Velvet Underground fans.
Yeah. Then the next person writes, I'm with you, Buns. This is another thing that came up. I'm with you, Buns. Cholula or get the fuck out. Because, of course, you chose...
Topatio.
Topatio.
That's how you pronounce that.
Then there's a lot of comments. Let's see. Oh, the next one. Dave Keys writes, Tapatio smokes Cholula.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Lou Reed.
Okay.
I'd rather listen to Jodeci any day. You're okay. Welcome, T-Nuts.
Okay.
This goes on and on. But then I do want to point out that somebody really lit me up over my comments regarding, let's see.
But are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I think it's like it's more, I'm just saying it to point out what I was just saying. In other words, about the fact that people are just so emotional about their preference in music.
Well, we'll see when Jodeci dies if anybody gives two fucks.
You know... the fact that you have the nerve to disrespect the greatest musical talent of our time.
The Beatles of our generation. Oh, wow.
But I got to be honest with you, and I'm not just saying this because I took...
Real talk?
A lot of fuck Lou Reed's. A lot.
Hey, man.
It's just what it is.
Some people don't get it. It's fine. You don't have to get everything. You don't have to like everything.
Of course not. And a lot of people are really saying that Jodeci's where it's at.
Christ. These guys are the Lou Reeds of their hip hop world. R&B. Oh my gosh. Jesus Christ. Who's that? Natasha Leggero has that great joke. That great joke about American Idol, where she's like, why does everybody have to sing like this now? Like, yeah. Like, it's so funny. So true. Why?
You tell me why. Such a mother.
Wow. Jeez, they're really feeling this, huh?
I don't really get to hear this stuff that often anymore.
Most of their songs are about fucking, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Not a lot of subtext or... layering here. It's mostly like, girl, let's fuck, I wanna fuck you. If they could say that, they would, right?
They would.
If they didn't want to get played on the radio.
Yeah, it'd be like, let's get inside that pussy. I think there's versions of that.
It's so great. This is a very specific era in R&B when it was all about this.
Oh, here's the one that I wanted to read to you.
Thank you. Please.
Tom, it's one thing to not get it. It's another to shit all over it because you don't. You should, comics should understand. Rip Lou.
Yeah. There you go, son. Guy.
He sides with you.
You know, we didn't get a lot of people. Not a ton of people defending the Insane Clown Posse.
No.
Which was weird, because I was expecting some
people. We got a couple people that were upset. One guy, too, I love it. He was like, first Slipknot, now Insane Clown Posse. Like, I think we hit like his two favorites.
Oh, no.
You know, it's not personal. One guy did tell me this afternoon, a lot of people have some... shit to talk about the Insane Clown Posse, and you know, no offense, Juggalos, this was just, you know, a new clip that we played, but this guy
I don't think we should.
We made fun of the guy who was ridiculous,
the fan, but not the band.
Then we said we didn't know what they were at.
We just don't know.
This guy said that listen to The Dating Game by Insane Clown Posse. Okay. Do you want to hear it right now?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Let's try to understand it.
Yeah, because we played a song that's very well known. But
I don't feel like we really got it. Like, I don't feel like we really understood what they're all about. And are they? What's their story? So they're like feel good band, like it's like not, a deadhead, you know, kind of stuff.
They said it's supposed to, we got different feedback. Like some people said that, you know, how we were saying how, oh, you could drop like religious lines into this thing.
Yeah.
They were saying that that's accurate, that they are believers in God.
Okay.
And then some were saying, no, it's about like, you know, the like the carnival world, like that kind of like, you know, carnival craziness or whatever.
Carnival world.
Yeah.
Like carnies and such?
Like but,
the circus?
I don't know.
All right, well, who the fuck knows? Let's listen to it. Let's give it a shake.
I don't know. This song is called Dating Game by the Insane Clown Posse.
Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile.
That doesn't sound like God.
Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you!
Wow.
Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull the 40 out and force him for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 30, she got some...
Yeah, this is what I expect. Like,
yeah.
This kind of bratty, like, fuck your mom, you know, typical...
Yeah.
No, I pictured it this, more of this than the other stuff we were hearing.
Yeah. This is all right.
Yeah, it's totally... It reminds me of The Far Side a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's like silly, fun.
Now let's meet contestant number
yeah,
two.
I still don't really like, you know, I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to be.
You know, I think this is totally a time and a place kind of band. Like, you had to get on board with this at the time it came out.
Yeah.
And they'll probably, like, have blown your mind.
And people clearly did get on board with this.
Yeah, like, this probably for the time it came out was dope and crazy.
Exactly, how would you let me know?
Yeah. People fucking love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go, it says, like, this description says, you know, they're like wicked clowns. Right?
Gotcha.
Supernatural horror themed lyrics.
Cool. That's right. Fun. That's nothing but a good time.
That sounds like a good time. I'm not going to, you know, get into any of this stuff, but
mm-mm.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of religious
mm-hmm.
overtones, wasn't it fucking. So Tommy and I were sitting out, as we do in our little patio area, drinking our coffee.
Holy shit.
I'm in my bathrobe. Tommy's in his boxer shorts.
You know, it's the first time this ever happened to me, right? I've never had that happen.
You've
before.
Never had this? Okay. So we're sitting out there in the morning, just with FIFO, like drinking coffee, farting, bullshitting. And up comes two old ladies. Like, and our where we live is kind of tucked back. It's not really, you have to walk up and to actively find our home. Like right now in trick-or-treaters probably won't come up. So we were kind of startled to see two old ladies walk up. And I fucking knew it, man. 2 seconds in, she's like, is that your car? And like, she's trying to make small talk. I'm like, oh, shit. We're about to get witnessed to.
Yep.
Because I fucking heard.
I didn't see it coming, man.
God damn it. And I heard the doorbell ring next door. And I was like, oh, the fucking doorbell ringers are here, dude. And of course, they always start off with like the commonality, the common ground pitch. Is that your car? We have a silver car.
Yeah.
Is that your dog? And you're like, oh, fuck. And you can't be rude because they're old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, do you read the Bible? We're like, oh, man.
I know. It's like, what?
And then they drop off their literature, and you're like, great, you can leave that here and just fucking go away now.
Yeah, you were better about getting rid of them than I was.
Well, because she's like, it looks like we interrupted your gosh. And I'm like, you kind of did. My husband's in his underwear, and I'm in a bathrobe. I mean, get a fucking, you know what that's called? Social cues. Signals.
Right. But
bitch,
I think
bitch can't read them.
Don't you think that she can read them and that she justifies not acting on reading them because she's doing the Lord's work?
Oh,
in other words,
the
she
Lord
totally
overrides it.
Knows what the social cues are. But she's like, I have to disrespect your social cue because I'm spreading the word of the Lord.
Oh, it's so weird. But how many people do you think they actively convert that way?
It's beyond, but like, you have to be so down and out to like want to see them and be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, only someone who's depressed, crying, just lost their wife, job, and dog, and they're like, have you read the Bible? No. I'd like to. She knew though. She was like, oh, I love that car. Is that your car? And then she's like, so, have you read the Bible at all lately? I was like, no. And then she goes, yeah, a lot of this generation doesn't, do they? Mm. But check out this verse. And she just opened up the Bible and read the verse. And I was like, okay.
And FIFA was barking at them like a good dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to pretend like I didn't want him to do that.
Yep.
I was like, oh no, Theo, don't bark at the crazy Jehovah's Witnesses. So he was barking at them and I got up, I grabbed the dog, I fucking ignored her as much as I could.
Yeah,
so
you were good about, I like that.
That I was a little cold. I didn't want to be mean, rude.
No, but you know how to do it well. You do it better than me. You know how to blow off people that you feel are stepping on your...
I don't like it.
I totally entertain them and like, oh, okay.
I don't like it.
I know.
I like to cut it. But all you do is go, okay, thank you. Well, is this your little... Great, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
It is funny that you thank them.
Thank you so much for your time. And then the literature was totally like, do you have eczema? Do you have herpes? Are you depressed? Do you have anything wrong? Guess what? We can fill that void.
Yeah.
This is so scary.
Jesus.
The Watchtower. The Watchtower. How loving. What a loving, benevolent God who watches you from the Watchtower. Yikes.
Yeah.
So fucking freaky, dude.
Yeah, she freaked me out.
Yeah, there's so many Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, Michael Jackson's family was Jehovah's Witness, too.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
Yeah. They didn't believe in presents, so nobody ever got Christmas gifts. They don't believe in fun.
Mm.
They don't believe in shit.
What about Halloween?
Ooh! That's a very scary episode we're going to have.
So tell me... What did you pull here? This is, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
So I was thinking that we should kind of go through and just talk about our favorite Halloween movies.
Well, these aren't necessarily Halloween movies, but scary movies.
Well, right? Yeah, scary shit. Like
scary.
So, okay, and I was thinking like, what's my favorite Halloween time movie? Mm-hmm. And here's my tops.
Okay.
Since I was goth for many years, I feel like I'm an expert on this kind of.
Yeah, definitely better, much more than me.
Okay. I like The Hunger.
Okay.
With Catherine Deneuve.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great vampire movie. I love, I just watched The Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it's one of my favorites. Have you ever seen that one, Tim Burton?
It doesn't sound from it. Did I see The Nightmare?
It's like a, you know, obviously for children. It's where Jack Skellington, he steals Christmas and he makes Christmas like Halloween.
No, I didn't see it.
It's really good. There's a great song about the Oogie Boogie Man in it. And then, the scariest movie of all time, for me personally, mm-hmm. I walked out of the theater when I saw this.
You walked out?
I had to leave. I was 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
My friend Jenny P and I went to go see this movie. Mm-hmm. We had to get up and leave. It was that scary.
What was it?
Hellraiser 2. It's actually called Hellbound Hellraiser 2. I defy you to find a character scarier than Pinhead. That shit is fucking scary, huh? Dude, look at him. He's got pins in his head, and he's from hell and stuff. Oh, no. Even the sound of it. Oh, God. This is the best scene, too. Are you scared?
No boxes.
That's Chatterbox.
No more delays, Kirsty. No more teasing. Time to play.
Time to play.
Oh, God. I'm so scared right now.
Wait.
No more deals, Kirsty. It's your flesh we want to experience, not your skill at bargaining.
No deal.
Oh,
Pinhead's
no.
A scary motherfucker.
Dude, he's the Cenobites are terrifying.
Information. Just information.
Go on. But trick us again, child. And your suffering will be legendary even in hell.
I don't like that guy, the Chatterbox guy. So scary.
What is this?
Oh, that's the end of the clip. This is so scary. Did you get scared? I did.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get scared right then, but I thought Hellraiser was scary. I thought Candyman was really scary when I was a kid.
Oh, I got Lenny the Retard's in that, right?
Is that Lenny the Retard?
Yeah, from L.A. Law. Yeah, that big fat guy.
Oh, but I'm saying Candyman was that black guy, the big black guy, remember?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was the fat white guy that played a retard on L.A. Law that was in Candyman.
Do you think that's who the bad guy was?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't remember it so clearly. You're younger than me.
Yeah, Candyman was a tall, remember, it took place in Chicago. They ended up doing like 7 of them, and you're like, these all suck. But the first one, I remember being really scared when I saw it.
So scary.
Candyman, you don't remember Candyman?
No, but Hellraiser, do you know the premise of Hellraiser?
I forget it. What is it?
Well, the premise to Hellraiser is that this is Kirstie, right? And she has an evil stepmom named Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia and her dad... Well, Uncle Frank, actually. Anyway, they end up going into hell by solving these puzzle boxes. So basically, the smarter you are, if you can undo a puzzle box, you get punished for it and you go to hell. Hmm. So the moral of the story is, don't be smart.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, it's horrifying. And then when you want to go back into hell, you have to sacrifice. Oh, no, when to bring the guy back to life, they put a body on the mattress and cut it up.
Hey, look in the mirror. You say his name 5 times.
Oh, no.
In cities everywhere.
Oh, no.
They whisper his name.
Right. Candyman.
It's just a story. Candyman.
Candyman.
Just a...
I'm scared. I don't like it.
Story.
Candyman.
The key is seeing these movies as a child.
So yes.
It really burns into your psyche.
Dude, do you know which movie fucked me up for years?
Freddy Krueger?
Freddy Krueger, absolutely. Fucking Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that shit?
Sure.
Dude, I saw that as a little girl.
These terrify you.
Oh,
man.
I couldn't sleep in my bed for years.
For years?
Literally. It fucked me up so bad.
Really?
I was convinced that there was ghosts in my house, ghosts in the room.
You still believe in ghosts.
I know. Because of Poltergeist, man.
I want to do these VOs for movies.
Curious.
You say his name and like, I want to do those.
Do it. Go.
Let's see what the guys say.
An entire community starts attributing the daily horrors of their lives to a mythical figure.
The legend first appeared in 1890. He was attacked, mutilated, and burned to death. Poor Candyman.
Helen, a woman died in there. Leave it.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
Oh, that was good.
It's not bad.
That was... Try it again, though. Let's this time a little deeper.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
Oh, I like that. Slow it down this time. Go ahead.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
That was really... That's the take.
That's modern oral folklore.
Everyone.
Except Helen Lyles.
Except Helen Lyles.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, these trailers, they would really spell it out to you.
Yeah.
Saying the character's name, like, everyone except Helen. She is this character right here. This is an early 90s trailer.
Hey, he's safe around here.
That don't scare him too easy.
You don't know about Ruthie Jane?
They ain't never gonna catch him.
Who? Candyman.
It's always the same premise, really.
Who is that?
Oh, my God.
I came on you.
She's about to discover.
What's behind the mystery?
What's behind the legend?
Listen, he's not
gonna
get it.
The most terrifying of all.
I think that's the only, at least the first black horror story figure, like at least in movies. Can you
That's
remember
interesting.
Another one?
Yeah, very interesting point. Yeah, generally black people are killed off really quickly.
Oh, the movies kill them. They're
used as like extras, right? Like they're never a real people with real problems. You know what fucking scared me, man?
Here's Candyman, right? Here's a clip from Candyman.
Crying motherfucker.
There you go.
Dude, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Remember watching that as a kid?
God, yeah.
Leatherface. Man, there's nothing scarier than that. That shit's fucking terrifying. I hated that.
I like those. I always like those eel laughs. Remember when it's not that scary of a film, but the Dracula one with Canoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Beethoven? No.
No, no. When he
Immortal
goes,
Beloved?
It's, no, he goes to Dracula.
Dracula.
And what's his name? Plays Dracula. Who's the guy?
Gary Oldman.
Yes.
The best, yeah.
And Keanu cuts himself.
Yeah.
And then Gary licks the knife with the blood. He's like... he's the creepiest Dracula ever.
He's like perfect for that.
So good. And then he says... I forget what he says. And he does his scary guy laugh. I love
that's
that.
A good laugh. You sounded like Vincent Price just then. That's good. You have a really good deep voice for that stuff.
It's good scary?
Yeah. Well, you scare the shit out of me.
I wanted it to be as scary as possible. I can't wait to do that to our kids one day.
I know.
Like when they're trying to go to bed, just on a regular night, not Halloween, just go.
That's horrifying.
You know, just to see them cry.
Like you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
So
your movie.
Oh, my favorite. This isn't a Halloween movie per se, but it's still my favorite, I think favorite, scary movie.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy.
Stay away.
Darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash him right the fuck in.
Stay away from me. Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me. Stay away. Please.
That's The Shining, of course.
Right.
Jack Nicholson. This movie is a masterpiece.
Of course.
If you have not seen The Shining, I know there's some people listening that haven't. Please do yourself a favor.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great.
And everything that Kubrick made really was awesome. I'm giving you a Lou Reed style speech right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking up. Like, these films are really amazing. Because you know what he would do? If you really want to break down, like, his films, he would obsess on one element of the human psyche.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eyes Wide Shut is like sexuality, lust. Like it's just a focus on and a story built around that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one would be maybe you could say
madness.
Isolation and fear and madness. And then Full Metal Jacket, war.
God, it's one of my favorite movies. Just,
and he does each one that he examined. He did it so brilliantly.
Is he Apocalypse Now too?
No, that's Francis Ford.
Oh, I like Coppola. That one too.
Who now makes a very tasty wine.
Yes, you're right. The only thing with Kubrick, I would say, is they were always long. I always felt his films were too freaking long. Oh, my life. That's a hard one to watch, but
it's
one of
so
the best.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it is really The Shining. It's a psychological thriller
masterpiece.
You know, it's not as...
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one's great.
That obsession in that film is violence.
Yes.
He's obsessed with
what violence
does to man. It's pretty awesome.
Yes, that is pretty fucking... And stylistically really fucking cool, too.
So cool.
He knows how to make shit look cool.
But here, listen, this is my dad right here.
Stop swinging the bat.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Put the bat down, Wendy.
Stop it!
Wendy, give me the bat.
You know that he would do, he's like famous for making his actors do like 70 takes.
Oh my God.
You know, he'd break it. Like he had this girl, Shelley Duvall, like losing her mind for real.
I bet. Yeah.
In the making of it. Like she didn't want to do movies after this. But you watch the movie and you're like, she's so good.
Well, because it's so real.
Yeah, of course.
This scene alone is she's climbing upstairs. Trying to get away from him. He's got a bat. And imagine your husband who now... And she's just discovered that he's mad. She's just discovered the typewriter with all work and no play. Makes
I like
a dull
before
boy.
That when he's starting to crack and he's like walking around and he's like... He's like getting mad and there's nobody there. And then he walks in. That's when he first sees like the bartender
or the
maitre d'. And he's like, sir. He's like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, kind of straightens himself out. He's like, do you want to get a drink? So yeah, I want to get a drink. But he's like pissed at.
He's fired up.
He's really fired up.
I love Jack Nicholson so much. I love that. You know, I watch so many times I'm alone in hotel rooms for some reason. I watch As Good As It Gets like once a month or twice every 'cause
it's always on.
It's always on. No, it's on Netflix. So oh, on I Netflix. Literally go, "Oh, this is," and it's only for his character because I love how mean he is, Mr. Udall.
Why don't you shampoo my crotch?
Yeah. Yeah, I love how I love his dialogue. How do you write for women? He's like, "Well, I take away accountability." Remember last night we were talking about that?
Accountability, reason and logic.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh."
So would you hear that? Some sucky bar in Panama. Oh, those lines are just fantastic.
Yeah. Sell crazy somewhere else. Yeah. We're all full here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
I love Misanthropes, man. That's my favorite.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
Him and fucking James Gandolfini in The Sopranos. I'm still hooked on Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
And I can watch his insults fucking all day, every day.
Another movie that you pulled aside. Well, there's more Shining.
Please! Get away!
I just thought you'd find this funny.
Stop it's fine.
Give me the bat. Stop swinging the bat.
Wait, stop!
Give me the bat.
Wendy!
Die!
Give me the bat.
Die!
Give me the bat.
Ah, God damn!
There you go. It's a funny comedy for you.
That was funny.
Oh, so scary.
Now, this isn't scary, right? Will you pull this out here?
Well, this is my favorite, scary slash... This scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Did it really?
Yes. I saw this at a very pivotal age. This came out when I was, 8 years old. So the opening scared the piss out of me. But it's also one of my favorite silly jokes in a movie. And we had... Cat in here, Catherine Reitman. This is her dad's fucking masterpiece, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my God, without question, this movie is a
play
masterpiece.
Play the first clip that it goes with. It's so stupid.
Hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking, just like the Philadelphia Man's Turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray's the shit.
He can make everything funny, and he's sarcastic and misanthropic. That's why his shit's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
Peter
that
Venkman,
line.
Right?
Peter Venkman. Yeah, Dr. Venkman.
Dr. Peter Venkman, yeah.
Yeah.
Great character.
So funny, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one I pulled too. It's with him when his girlfriend has turned into Zool. I love this fucking part.
Was it in one or two that the guy, the painter?
That's the Hungarian guy. That's two.
That's two. That guy was scary. I remember being a kid and thinking that guy was really scary.
Yeah,
especially
he
when
was.
He was turning into like the demon or whatever he was.
Of
that
course.
Was scary. I mean, but it's different than like Hellraiser, you know?
Yeah, that was really like, fucking
that's horror. Really scary.
Dana, it's Peter.
There is no Dana. There is only Zool.
Oh, Zoolie, you nut. Now, come on. Come on, I want to talk to Dana. Dana, just relax. Come on. Dana. Can I talk to Dana?
There is no Dana, only Zool.
What a lovely singing voice you must have.
So good. What a lovely singing voice you must have. There is no Dana. It's funny. It's good. It's scary
good stuff,
when
man.
I was a kid. Yeah. I love that shit. Ghostbusters is one of the best movies of all time.
Without question, dog.
Yeah. Do we have another one? Did I pull something else or no?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it's a good
time. Yeah, there you go. And I also have for our Halloween a special edition of Fill Her Up and
what?
Seal Her Shut.
You never let me know when you're going to drop these on me out of nowhere. I don't understand why it would be so hard to say we're going to fill her up and fill her shut.
It's
time to fill her up and
seal her shut. Halloween style, creepy style.
All right. What are we going to get?
So I was thinking for creepy people,
yep.
We should do the creepy creeps.
Creepy dudes first?
Creepy dudes. Fill up and seal shut by, yep. Here it is, yep. Willem Dafoe.
Oh, he's a real creep, yeah. He's
so creepy. Or Javier Bardem.
I know who you fucking chose.
It can be surprisingly creepy if you've seen him in, was it a Bond movie where he plays, I think it was the last Bond movie.
He can be creepy in a lot of stuff, but you know what the thing is about creeps? I feel like especially men, and I'll say that this is to women's credit, women will look at a creepy guy who's super talented like Willem Dafoe or Javier Bardem and be like, that guy's sexy and awesome.
Yeah, we misinterpret the signs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they also are like, you know what, if you're talented and a creep, we'll give you a pass.
Yeah, like that fucking guy who was banging 13-year-olds, the film director. What was his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not Jackson Pollock. That's an artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The one that was banging.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
13-year-olds. And
he's
now
a Pollock,
he's
right? And he lives in France, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's
he's
creepy.
He's Nicholson's buddy.
Yeah, go figure.
All of Hollywood loves that guy.
Yeah.
Why the fuck can't we think of his name?
Now it's killing me. Look it up.
I know, I have to now.
You know Corey Feldman, sidebar, Corey Feldman's book is coming out, or just came out.
Yeah, you were saying this.
And Corey Feldman was saying how...
Roman Polanski,
how so many directors in Hollywood and producers, these huge guys are pedophiles, and how they were sexually molesting Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
I believe
really
it.
Interesting. I'm going to read the shit out of that book. I grew up with those two guys.
Oh, are you going to read it, or are you going to read the shit out of it?
I'm going to read the fucking shit out of it. All right, so here you go. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
I would say that Willem gives me the real heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Bobby
Peru.
Javier, you get a double whammy with Javier, I just realized, because you get Javier, who I know you like. And he's married to Penelope Cruz.
Oh, my God.
Who is the original Fill Her Up candidate.
That's right.
So you get Javier, who you like, and you get Penelope's cooch stains on his dick.
Oh, so lucky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to take Javier as well.
Wow.
Yeah, just for, you know, my Spanish roots. I feel like we could maybe talk about paella. And El Clásico, and just have a nice time. I think Willem might tie me up, do things that I don't really want
done. Not consensual stuff.
Yeah, I think he would really. And I think Javier would be a little nicer.
You know something, though? I think if we're going to go, I kind of want to go creepy for Halloween. I'm
so
going to
want
take
the creepiness.
Willem Dafoe. There's this great scene in a Twin Peaks movie. I think it was Wild at Heart. And he's around the fire camp, a campfire, sorry, and he's got, like, silver crazy teeth, and his name is Bobby Peru, and he's like, my dog barks some. Mentally, you may picture my dog. Yet I have not told you what type dog I have. It's like all this crazy monologue.
Yeah.
And that's when I misinterpret the signs, and I'm like, oh, he's kind of attractive.
You find him attractive there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you also like the, what's his name?
Vincent Gallo.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so creepy. Yeah, I like Vincent Gallo, too. I like Gary Oldman, too. I like the creepers, man.
Yep.
I like creepy dudes.
Yep. There you go.
Look at you.
You're a creep.
Yeah. So do you want to hear for the ladies?
Of course. That's what we're all waiting for.
Okay. Here's my... I mean, look. I feel like these two broads are creepy. Juliette Lewis...
Uh-huh.
She's creepy in a charming way.
Uh-huh.
Like, she wore cornrows to some awards show in the 90s.
I think she's off a rocker, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy. And then Rebecca De Mornay, who was in Hands That Rock the Cradle, Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Rebecca, I remember that. Why can't I picture her
right now?
She's
blonde.
I know, but why is it not happening?
The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and she plays like the creeper fucking nanny. She's got like really dead fish eyes, kind of. Like, she's really pretty, though. I shouldn't say that, but there's something about her eyes where you're like, oh, Rebecca De Mornay can murder me.
Rebecca De Mornay.
In my sleep and not think twice about it.
Oh, Rebecca De Mornay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's kind of a MILF now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would take Juliette Lewis. She looks like a dirty little suck pig to me. She looks like she gets down. She eats your ass. Mm. She's like sexy in like a this is my last fuck before I do 20 years in prison kind of way.
Yeah, I see. Oh, maybe because she's a natural born killer, as we see her as like a prisoner type.
Well, just in a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's got the attitude of somebody who's like, give me the juice. Mm. Put the jizz inside of me.
Like, she'd really work for it.
Oh, yeah. And you wouldn't be like, here's what I like. She'd be like, no, here's what I like. And that's what we're going to do.
I like the abuse.
And she would like be like, lift your legs behind your head. I'm going to change your diaper with my mouth. Mm. You know?
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Like, Sam Tripoli had a joke last night where he's like, I like a 5 because then they have to work extra hard.
Yeah.
What does it say to be a 10 or something? I like that.
Yeah.
He's like, she'll do everything. She'll be your fucking cum zombie or dick zombie. So funny.
Yeah. Dick zombie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take fucking... I don't like Rebecca De Mornay. There's something about her fish face or fish eyes that terrify me.
Fish. She does have kind of dead eyes.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not even like... I'm not saying it's an ugly thing. It's just soulless. Like, there is no soul.
Wow, you're really shitting on Rebecca De Mornay.
Well, just the impression that I get. I don't really know her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Juliette Lewis on this. I liked her in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
She's very skinny, very slight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's out there now. If anybody knows Juliette Lewis, the two of us are down.
Yeah. Okay.
To give her the business. Let her know. Well, are we not down anymore? I thought we were down for a second.
I didn't say we were down to really do this in real life, Tom. Geez.
Why? It's Halloween. Let's play a little. Let's have some fun. Let's do some things. Let's get in there, Juliette Lewis. Oh.
So stupid.
Show me what they got.
So also we got this great audio that you have not heard yet, but I think something tells me you're gonna like this.
Love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake. With delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert. Then just bake it in the oven for a delicious raisin peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. Look, your kids will devour this s'more chocolate cake in a skillet. And easy? Here's the cake mix. Just dump on the good stuff. Chocolate chips, marshmallows, even chocolate cookies. Bake and voila, the best dessert ever. Now here's one of my favorites. Just dump syrup, sugar, cinnamon, and nuts in a pan.
Jeez.
And then just layer in some biscuits. Warm sticky buns, just like Grandma used to make.
You'll even get
speedy mug recipes. Crushed pineapple, angel food cake mix, 1 minute in the microwave, and yummy pineapple upside dump cake.
It really is mistake-proof. You just dump and bake. I never knew homemade desserts could be this easy.
You don't need to spend hours to make homemade cakes. Get my dump cake cookbook today for only $10, and you too can make 5-star desserts in a flash. But wait, call now and get my amazing dump dinner cookbook.
Dump dinner cookbook.
I'm not sure. Somebody should have told her that the marketing's really bad on
this. Oh, that made me laugh. Oh my god, I'm fucking 8 years old.
Desserts in a flash. But wait, call now and get my amazing dump dinner cookbook. Easily make meals in minutes. Like my deeply delish pizza.
Mm-mm.
Or my hearty beef and pasta dump dish. Don't even brown the beef. Dump it in uncooked pasta and sauce. Top with cheese and cook. Your family will want a second helping.
I made the caramel apple dump cake in just 20 minutes. It was the best dessert ever.
You'll get both cookbooks, dump cakes and dump dinners, for just $10 with over 250.
Oh, shit. Dump cakes and dump dinners. That sounds like a dream.
Oh, fuck, man.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh,
that is so gross.
That is so disgusting.
You'll get my dump dinner.
Dump dinner. Jesus Christ.
I don't know if we should call something that.
That's get like... our dump dinner.
Suck up. It's like when I went to some city and they had garbage balls on the menu. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Who the fuck orders something called garbage?
You have to rename that, sir.
My dump dinner.
Oh, shit, babe. From, we were talking about Kubrick.
Yeah.
Great director. Great movie clips.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas. Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
No. Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Pumper?
Sir, no, sir!
I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
I'll be watching you. That guy's the best,
Arlie
Ermey, isn't he?
Man. Fucking amazing.
I love him.
What did I just see him in? I just saw him in another film the other day that was on. Oh, I think it was Mississippi Burning was on.
That's a fun little movie, huh?
Well, yeah.
Light little...
Light
theme?
Light before you go to bed. Just kind of...
Hey, foofy.
Kind of calms you down and go, well, everything's right in the world and I can sleep at peace.
That's a heavy one to watch. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I want to see Oprah's new movie. You want to come with me?
Oprah's new movie?
She has a movie out. It's like she acts in it.
No, I don't want to see it.
Why not?
I'm not interested. I'm disappointed by movie after movie. Every movie I see, I'm disappointed in.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't seen a good movie in so long.
Well, we watched Paranormal Activity 3 the other night. That was dog shit.
That was absolute fucking dog shit.
Yeah. Really fucking sucked. What else? What else have you seen lately?
I'm trying to remember.
The Sad Whale movie. Which I haven't had a chance to watch yet.
Blackfish. Yep. I have that recorded.
Mm-hmm.
That was dog tits. That was good.
Okay. Okay. What's the last movie we saw in the theater? I feel like we haven't seen a theater movie.
Something that we were like, this sucks. Yeah, no, we went to the movie a little while ago, the movies.
We did?
Yeah.
What did we fucking see?
I don't remember.
I don't remember, man.
It clearly didn't leave a mark.
No, I know. I agree. I think people are so afraid to take risks.
It's just the
films.
Same shit. It's the same shit over and over.
I know. I want to see that space movie with Sandra Bullock, though.
Oh, Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra and Clooney Pauls.
I'd watch those two together.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that. I would see that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I do feel like Hollywood is so terrified to make anything with real balls on it. You know, a Full Metal Jacket couldn't be made today. Because everybody would be up in arms how it's so mean and politically incorrect. And remember when Django came out and that was like a big controversy? But even though that was clearly a pro, you know, African-American movie.
Yeah.
He was the hero. Yeah. He ended up being the savior, the hero.
It's true. We need to see a good movie again.
Yeah, jeans. America needs to make a good movie again. Why don't they make the Webster movie?
That'd be a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I lost it all, but now I need to be a kid again.
Yeah, that's what
Such
I'm saying. And he gets to relive his childhood.
Why can't we pitch that to HBO?
We can. Yeah. Let's do it.
It's a great HBO series.
Ching, tong, ding, dong, ding, ding, a doo goo goo.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Okay, let's make some ribs.
Let's do it. We love you guys.
Love you, jeans.
Make sure on this Halloween to hug and kiss and love each other. Don't get scared. It's okay. No one's going to hurt you, right?
I'm not so sure about that with you. Mm. This is nice.
Yeah, I wanted the other version, though.
Oh, there we go.
Bobby Caldwell.
Nice.
All right. We love you.
Love you, jeans. Happy Halloweeners.
Happy Halloween.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find a love within. For you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know.
can't let go. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. For love, you've tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.